This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime Alert, hourly update, breaking crime news now.
I'm Sydney Silvani. Chilling new details are emerging from the tragic November 2025 murder of 18-year-old high school senior Anna Kepner aboard a Carnival cruise ship. Federal court transcripts have just revealed exactly how FBI agents zeroed in on the prime suspect, Anna's own 16-year-old stepbrother, Timothy Hudson. According to testimony from FBI agent Andrew Duvall, the biggest break in the case came from a device Anna's family said she was never without, her cell phone. Hudson allegedly tried to destroy the phone, smashing the screen and dumping it in a trash can on the opposite side of the ship, but he couldn't destroy the digital trail. A crew member found the battered phone and turned it into the ship's lost and found. Despite the heavy damage, the FBI managed to download its contents, giving them a digital map of the cover-up. By tracking the phone as it pinged off four different ship routers over 20 minutes, the morning after Anna's death, agents cross-referenced the locations with ship surveillance cameras. The footage placed Timothy in all four spots. He was even caught on camera standing by that exact trash can for 22 seconds before returning to his room. Adding a haunting detail to the timeline is Anna's missing Apple Watch. While the watch itself was never recovered, agents determined it stopped recording her vitals between 7:50 and 10 p.m. the night before the phone was dumped. Timothy Hudson has been indicted by a grand jury and, due to the severity of the crimes, will be charged as an adult. He faces charges of murder and aggravated sexual abuse, carrying the possibility of two life sentences. Despite prosecutors pushing for him to be remanded into custody, a judge recently ruled that Hudson will remain in the care of his maternal uncle as he awaits trial. More crime and justice news after this. We turn now to a horrifying incident out of Florida where a 50-year-old woman was brutally mauled to death by two dogs that neighbors say had been terrorizing their community for months. Today, the owner of those animals sits behind bars. Jody Cohen had only lived on Bluebonnet Drive for about 2 weeks when she tragically lost her life while protecting her own small dog. Brevard County Sheriff Wayne Ivey released a detailed video update explaining that Cohen was walking her small pet on the dark street just after midnight when the nightmare unfolded.
Two dogs belonging to Cutler had once again gotten out of their yard and were roaming the neighborhood. The dogs, identified as Max and Mako, climbed over the owner's fence and began to brutally attack and maul Cowan, forcing her to the ground, viciously attacking her, and eventually dragging her across the ground for quite some distance. A home security camera captured a large part of the attack on video that I want to warn you is extremely troubling and graphic.
The surveillance footage shows a terrifying scene, Cohen clutching her tiny dog tightly to her chest, shrieking in agony and desperately trying to flee the aggressive animals. Cohen's partner, Donnell Smith, heard her piercing screams from inside and raced out into the darkness to stop the attack, swinging a knife at the dogs in a frantic effort to drive them away. Smith called 911 while continuing to protect his longtime love. On the harrowing 8-minute emergency call, Smith can be heard fighting back the barking dogs while trying to render critical aid to Cohen, who was still unconscious. Cohen was rushed to a nearby trauma center, but the damage was too severe. She died approximately 4 hours later. Miraculously, the little dog she sacrificed her life to protect escaped completely unharmed. The investigation quickly exposed a history of severe negligence by the dog's owner, Linda Cutler. Sheriff Ivey explained that Cutler was fully aware of the danger her pets posed to the neighborhood.
Agents with our homicide unit initiated a death investigation, which ultimately revealed that Linda Cutler had specific and documented knowledge that her dogs repeatedly got out of her yard, and additional knowledge that her dogs were attacking humans and had actually bitten someone. The investigation further revealed that Cutler took minimal action to prevent the dogs from getting out of her yard, even after being cited by animal services previously for her dogs being at large and being made aware that her dogs actually bit a neighbor who had to seek medical treatment.
Since October 2024, neighbors called the sheriff's office at least 14 times about Cutler's animals. Ivy fumed at the suggestion that his agency's animal services unit hadn't taken appropriate action, explaining the law prevents seizure of animals except in cases of severe injury. Ivy said after a report that one of the dogs had bitten a neighbor, the victim did not cooperate with law enforcement, which prohibited our animal enforcement officers from taking any further action. During the post-mauling investigation, Cutler admitted to detectives that she knew her dogs were repeatedly escaping and that one had previously bitten a neighbor. She revealed that both Max and Mako were becoming increasingly aggressive, even toward her. Yet, in a shocking display of insensitivity, she openly asked investigators when she would be able to get her dogs back. Following Cohen's death, Cutler avoided the scene by checking into a hotel on a nearby beach. 8 days after the fatal mauling, deputies tracked her down and placed her under arrest. In a final dramatic turn, Cutler pretended to suffer a heart attack while being taken into custody, though she was quickly cleared of any medical issues at a local hospital. Sheriff Ivey personally confronted Cutler as she was booked into the county jail.
Hope you enjoyed your time at the beach.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're not going to be going back.
What is the purpose of that?
A woman's dead and two dogs are about to be euthanized because of your uselessness. So have a nice visit.
Brevard County Public Information Officer Todd Goodyear confirmed that Cutler is currently being held without bond, as she was already out of jail for an unrelated charge at the time of her arrest. The two dogs are currently being held by the county's Animal Services Unit and will be euthanized. For the latest crime and justice breaking news, be sure to tune in tomorrow on your favorite podcast app. With this crime alert, I'm Sydney Silvani.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.